Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. Weekend, you know, vibes upon vibes, but we do what we gotta do. If it's your first time joining us, welcome. You have another 175 episodes to catch up on, so you've got your work cut out for you. And if you are already part of the Moto Kingdom, welcome back. It's time for another review. And if you do like what we do right here, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWemoto, which is MJWEMOTO, and buy me a coffee or two or three, and this is what keeps the lights on and the podcast going. We are taking it to Gabon today, so super excited. I don't review too much music from there, but yeah, let's do this thing.
The latest African album review is
Vicky R is one of my favorite finds of 2021, and her style has been a highlight since. I had no clue she was dropping a project, but the Gabonese native has my attention, and here's my review for RHC Extension. RHC Extension dropped February 4th, 2022. Under the Node Music, it has 7 songs, which is 18 minutes and 53 seconds of runtime. There are 3 features and multiple producer placements. The project opens up with the smooth, I'm gonna butcher these French titles, but whatever, Trop Vite, which takes you on a sonic psychedelic journey that is nothing but captivating. I can't speak a lick of French, nor can I understand it, you know this already, but I was in the zone with this song. Belek opens up the energy in the room with some nice 808s that are bassy, thanks to the talents of French artist A2H, who comes in with this melodic rap. I don't know if it's A2H or Ash, who knows. these days, yeah. Vicky R holds it down with the chorus, which is hella catchy, by the way, before she drops her own melodic rap verse to solidify the home run. Loved the use of the guitars here as a measured lead melody. Good vibes only. Osmose features Joanna, who is trailblazing her way to massive stardom herself after a strong debut album last year. The two team up to give a deep R&B style banger, which leaves you wanting to hear more. The melodies are brilliantly complementary between the two and then sweetly layered on top of the music. On de Tozonto reminds me of why I gravitated towards Vicky R's music to begin with. This is one of those fusion feel type songs with a bit of island bounce, some dancehall, and afro all in one. The blend is unique and a lot of unpredictability is maintained. She can do that easily, so be warned, her versatility is a buffet. The more I listened to RHC Extension, the more I felt that my initial prediction for a career holds true. Vicky R is going to be huge, and it's just a matter of time. Her delivery is that of a seasoned artist with multiple albums under their belt, critically acclaimed at that. Stylistically, she makes good music, which you want to listen to over and over. Addictive to a fault, almost. Take the song Le Cercle, for example, and the chorus just sticks till it's the last thing you think about before bed. It was super awesome that Vicky R did this project and included the song RHC, which is from a previous EP, and I think that was like a 3-pack or something. I mean, the project is called RHC Extension, and on this tune, she gives us the best of both worlds. Vicky R, the lethal, absolutely lethal MC, deadly. And then Vicky R, the vocalist with nothing but infectiously smooth, catchy vibes. All in all, RHC Extension is a serious statement of intent from Vicky R, and 2022 sees yet another fire project coming through, especially after what Adekunle Gold did the other day. Guys, on the Gabonese front, nobody, absolutely nobody, is touching Vicky R when we're talking hip-hop and R&B. I don't see it, and yeah, it's going to be a while till somebody who can do what she does comes through. This project is worth every minute from a sonic perspective, and if you understand French, I bet it will be even better to listen to. So get to it ASAP, because yeah, this is some fire music. Well done, Vicky R. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotosan of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.